Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening. Being vice president under Ronald Reagan, when Ronald Reagan was shot, you know, George Bush had to come in and you know, be at the ready, because you never know. Well, I mean, that was a very tense time. And I remember I was even younger then, and George Bush was on television and they were talking about, you know, what would happen if he had to be sworn in as the next president. You know, there was a time there when Ronald Reagan was in undergoing surgery that George Bush was in charge before he was elected. Then he won in his own right, served 4 years, guided us through one of the shortest and most successful military campaigns in our history. And then continued to help out the, not only with his son, but through with other political you know, means well into his 90s. And he will definitely be missed. So look forward to that on Wednesday. All right, quick break. When we come back, I will tell you all about the big announcement that we've been touting. This big announcement that we've been talking about, this big announcement that they're already trying. People, you already think you know better.
You haven't surprised us, Mark. We'll be glad to have you. From 9 until 12, that's your announcement, and we're going to like it because we love Mark Kaye.
I'm sorry, that's not it either, but we're going to get to it, I swear to God, right after this. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
He's informative, entertaining, you might even say funny. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's Monday. What a crappy, rainy, horrible Monday it is. It is too. That's it. You know what's interesting is here at the new complex, they're painting the outside of our building. Well, not today because there's a tornado, but they're painting the outside of our building and they covered all the windows with plastic. So while I was in the studio all morning long, I could hear the thunder and I could hear the rain, but I couldn't see any of it because the windows were blocked off, and it made it even scarier than it sounded. But anyway, thank God I was listening to the radio because I knew that it was just as scary as I was imagining. And we will, of course, if there is any future weather that you need to know about, we'll break in. They'll shut me down like hardcore, and they'll come in here with Mike Burrish and everybody else, and they'll let you know what's going on. In fact, I think later today, all that stuff from this morning was like that was the precursor. We're going to have more of it this afternoon. So when you were driving to work and when you're driving home and when you're at work, it's going to be perfectly fine, which is just the way. It's God's way of reminding you that it's Monday. OK, so now let me get to this announcement, because a lot of people now, you people are just getting silly with it.
OK, Mark, one more guess. I know what it is. The big surprise. Mark Kaye is going to start the first known kangaroo ranch in Florida, the Mark Kaye Kangaroo Ranch.
No, I don't know. I don't even know what that's all about. I don't know what that's all. I don't even like kangaroos. But good guess. Actually, that was a horrible guess. It's nowhere near that. So anyway, we've been touting this announcement for a while, and we've been trying to get all of our ducks in a row. And you know, they're almost all there. There's a couple, you know, waddling around the other way. But we want to let you know that. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll go back a little bit. Let me go back a little bit in time. Yeah, there. That's good. So about a year ago, we started this show for 1 hour a day when, you know, Herman Cain, who is near and dear to me, a great friend, a mentor, who actually, my whole start in this whole talk radio business was because Herman Cain decided to go on vacation one day. And they said to him, they said, hey, you're going away for a couple days in December. Who do you want to fill in for you? And he said, I don't care. I'll be in Vegas. And so they called me. And I flew up to Atlanta. I got to sit in at WSB, which is where Herman's been broadcasting for years. And I filled in for Herman Cain. And I remember he came back my phone rang. And I looked at my phone and it said, you know, Herman Cain calling, which it doesn't happen a lot. So I answered it and he goes, is this Mark Kaye? And I said, yes, it is. Is this Herman Cain? He goes, yes, it is. And I want to know, I want to let you know that I heard good things about you. And I said, oh, did you hear the show? He goes, oh, hell no. But my wife listened to it, and she said you were funny. So after that, Herman and I built a relationship and a friendship, and I got to fill in for him, and I got to come on his show regularly, and we hosted together when we went to the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. We had a blast, and I learned a lot from him. And eventually what happened was they came to me and they said, look, we want to do something local here in Jacksonville. We want to make sure that, you know, we can take this talk format and we can bring it to the people of Jacksonville and not just talk about Donald Trump and not just talk about the economy and not just talk about taxes and Russia and everything else, but talk about all the you know, stuff that affects us here at home, like the Jaguars losing constantly, although they somehow won yesterday with 6 points. The other thing, you know, that whenever they spend a lot of money on a brand new motto for the city that's supposed to, you know, attract a lot of tourists, all that kind of stuff. You know, we get to sit here and dissect it. Stuff nobody else in the entire world cares about unless you live here in the 904. You know, how many U's are there actually in Duval? We may never know. The answer is 3, by the way. I learned that when I went to the Jaguars game. So there's a lot of questions that Jacksonville wants answers to. There's a lot of topics that only we would understand. And so we started this show about a year ago, and it started as like an experiment. You know, is this something that the people want? Is this something that the city needs? Is this something that anyone in their right mind who isn't related to Mark K or paid to be here actually going to listen to? And at first, the answer was no, it's not anything that anybody wants. And we got a lot of angry open mic messages from people that were basically, you know, reminding us, hey, what are you doing? You got an hold on. Let me turn the music down. You've got an audience that you've got to protect. But after a while, you know, that audience started to grow and people started to like the show and they started to engage with the show and they stopped complaining about the show as much as they used to. And eventually we became, you know, fairly popular. Oh, no, I've been talking too long. All right. Big announcement coming up next. I promise. It's the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Where entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark K, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark K.
Mark K!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark K is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is the Mark K Show.
God, I hope they are not putting you for 2 hours a day, Mark K. Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, that guy's about to be disappointed. this is the Mark K Show. Thanks so much for joining me. Before I make my big announcement, which I've been dragging out for like an hour now, John from Orange Park joins us. Hey, John, how are you? What'd you want to say?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be on in the morning anymore. I think you're moving to 6 to 9 after Sean Hannity.
6 to 9 p.m.?
Yep.
Oh, that's an interesting guess. What makes you think I'd be going to the night show?
Well, because they got, Brian Kilmeade in the morning, and you're after him, and then they have him in the evening after Sean Hannity. So I figured you'd just fill that thing instead of double-dipping Brian Kilmeade.
That's an interesting guy. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. I'm sorry, that's also not correct. Michael, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you, Michael?
Hey, I'm great, John. I mean, Mark, yeah. I just want you to land the plane, man.
It's just like, get us down already.
Killing us.
All right, Michael. Here's what I'm going to do then. Because you asked so nicely and because you waited so patiently, I will let you know we are actually doubling the size of this show starting January the 2nd. We will have 2 hours of the Mark K Show starting January 2nd. And that is, like I said, good news for some people.
God, I hope they are not putting you for 2 hours.
Bad news for some others. But, you know, keep those open mic messages coming. As far as the time slot, they're not putting me in the evening. They're not putting me after Hannity. They're going to keep me right where I am. But instead of starting at 11 a.m. every day, this show will begin at 10 a.m. every day. You'll have Jacksonville's Morning News, 1 hour of Brian Kilmeade, the Mark K Show, beginning at 10 a.m., 10 to noon every single day, Monday through Friday, and that starts January the 2nd. So for those of you who really enjoy the show, make sure you make a note, put it in your calendar, put it on your phone or whatever. For those of you who are not such huge fans.
Why do people insist on wasting an hour of airtime every day with this babbling idiot, Mark K? All it means for me is change the channel immediately when he comes on. Please bring back Herman Cain.
And if you're like that guy, you're going to need to change the channel an hour earlier every single day because I'll be on starting at 10 a.m. So there you go. That's the big announcement. If you're happy about it, fantastic. You can leave me an open mic message. You can call, too. 855-765-1045. That's the number. If you're not happy about it, by all means, you should call 855-765-1045, and we'll patch you through to our program director so you can voice your opinions direct. In fact, we should just give out his voicemail box because I know that people will be thrilled to talk to him about it. Or, of course, leave us an open mic message on the News 104.5 mobile app. Now, again, keep in mind, too, that we're still going to be doing everything that we've been doing. We're going to be talking about all the local topics. We're going to be playing your favorite games. What the bleep? Crowd favorite, everybody loves it. We'll be playing that every. What's the other thing that people are? This is great. We do something called Whatever You Want Wednesday, and we started this 1 week because Josh, my executive producer, and I, we were going through all the open mics and we were going through all the stories and we're looking at the news, you know, here and there, and we're trying to figure out what to talk about, and there was literally nothing at all to talk about. And we're like, God, there's real. And I looked at him. I go, what are we going to talk about? He goes, I don't know. Why don't you just ask people what they want? So we started Whatever You Want Wednesday. And it's taken off. Someone even made us an intro.
In a world where talk radio is king, one show dares to push the envelope once again. Coming soon to a radio near you, the Mark K. Show proudly presents Whatever You Want Wednesday with your host, Mark K.
I mean, look at that. We had nothing to do with that. By the way, Josh, we have to turn that into an intro now for Whatever You Want. Well, you can shorten it a little bit. But you know, and so these are the things that we're going to continue to do. We're just going to be able to do it all twice as long because, again, starting January 2nd, the Mark K. Show goes to 2 solid hours. Hey, Doc, how's it going, man?
Hey, man, Mark K., you are saving the day. When you just announced this news, it's kind of like having a birthday cake but having a personalized touch with your name on it, man. Who wants a regular cake with no name on it? I love the personal touch. Whoever did this is pure genius. I love it.
Whoa, well, I will let them know that they're all... Hey, Doc, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. And that means... And we're going to hear a lot more from Doc, too, because Doc's a regular listener and caller to the show. Neil from St. Mary's. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing great, and it's such a great... Great, great announcement. Mazel tov from South Georgia.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's Yiddish for, great job, right?
Pretty much.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Neil. Again, not everyone going to be excited about it, but if you're excited about it, we're happy to have you. And that all starts January the 2nd. All right, so a couple of other things. By the way, this past Friday, we were out live on location, and that means that our live on locations, when we do the Mark K. Show LOL, that means those will also be 2 hours too, which is it's phenomenal because when we were out on Friday, we were doing a fundraiser for K's Kids, and our big poker tournament, which is coming up this Thursday. We were at a place called Brick Buddies in Regency. They're right there by the Chuck E. Cheese. And our buddy Dwight, who owns the place, hooked us up. And it's so funny because we were there for an hour, because that's how long the show is. And just about 30 minutes into it, people really started to respond because, you know, it takes people time. You hear about it for a couple minutes. You decide I'm going to go out there. You have to put it in your Google Maps. You got to drive out there. And then the last 15 minutes of the show, it was a madhouse. We had people from all over and they were pulling up and they wanted to make donations and they wanted Mark K. Show t-shirts and they wanted to go shop at Brick Buddies and they just wanted to say hi. And people were taking selfies. And by the time the show ended at noon, that was pretty much the high. I mean, I looked at somebody, I was like, God, you know, if we had more time, we could have tons more people out here. And I really stayed there in the parking lot for like 30, 40 additional minutes, just talking to folks who were coming by. And I thought to myself, man, when this show goes to 2 hours, it's going to be so much fun. We're going to be able to raise more money. We're going to be able to reach more people. We're going to be able to interact with more people, take more selfies, sign more T-shirts. It's going to be so much fun. But in the end, we did in that 1 hour, we were able to raise $600. with the help of Brick Buddies, which was phenomenal. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what we were going to do, but we had a bunch of people come out and start throwing down cash, and we gave them these big Brick Buddies prize packs, which they put together, which was great. And a bunch of people signed up for the poker tournament, too, which is coming up this Thursday. Now, I want to talk about this for just a minute, too, because this is a great event, and we have so much to celebrate. Not only are we celebrating Christmas, not only are we celebrating the big announcement of the Mark Kay Show now doubling in time, but this is a celebration of all of these kids from Dreams Come True here in Jacksonville. And as we said before, this is a local talk show. These are all local kids here in Jacksonville that we're helping. The money that we raise and the money that you spend at the poker tournament, it all goes to help kids in Jacksonville who have brain tumors, who have leukemia, who've been in life-altering accidents, who have multiple sclerosis, who have all these horrible diseases you didn't even know existed. We've met over 120 K's kids since we've started. We've bought a bunch of them iPads. We're starting to buy them, you know, other fantastic gifts. We're really trying to put a big smile on their faces when Christmas time rolls around. And all the money that we raise throughout the year is how we're able to do that. It's great to see these kids who some of them live in the hospital. They spend 9 months of the year in the hospital, and they have just a couple months at home to interact with their family and be with their friends and their dogs and their pets and their parents. So this is something that is really important. And when you see the reactions of some of these kids, and if you go to the Mark Kay Show page on Facebook right now, we bought this boy. His name's Logan. You may remember Logan. Logan was on with Rich Jones during the carathon earlier this year. He had a brain tumor the size of a baseball in his head. And they were able to resect it, which was phenomenal news, but it left him really blind. His vision's blurry. He's lost pretty much all of his sight, but he still loves to do Lego. So we bought him this really big, huge, expensive Harry Potter Lego. There's video of his reaction because a lot of people are like, man, I want to see how he reacted. It's up there. You can go to the Mark Kay Show page on Facebook and you can check it out and share that too and spread the joy. But all of these things are what we're able to do with this money. And the poker tournament that we host every year, I'm going to be honest with you. For what you pay, the buy-in, the fact that because we give you free food, we give you open bar, and we give you a buy-in to the tournament where you could win $1,000. Plus, we have a ton of other prizes. It's amazing to me that we can ever even, you know, there's any money left over for the charity, but there is. And last year, we were able to raise $15,000. A guy from my neighborhood who bought a ticket won the $1,000 grand prize and the trophy, and everybody else left with like free beer and free vodka and free Peter Brook chocolate and a ton of other prizes. And so we're going to do it again Thursday night. We'd love for you to be there. Now, I do have some tickets to give away, but I want to make sure if I'm inviting you out, number one, that you can make it, because like I said, if I'm giving away a seat, I want there to be a butt in it come Thursday night. So if you're interested in coming and partying with me and a bunch of other fantastic celebrities from Jacksonville, Ariel Nixon from Action News Jax, Derek Odom, Josh Scobie, the leading scorer in Jaguars history, if you're interested in coming and partying with us and playing poker and helping out a fantastic cause this Thursday night at 6 p.m. at Best Bet, then you can call right now, 855-765-1045. I have two more seats, and we'll talk to you. We'll make sure that you can come out there, and we'll get some more people at the tournament. If you just want to support the cause, by all means, you can do that too. Go to kayskids.com, KAYESKIDS. This is the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back with more on News 104.5 WOKV.
Love listening to Mark, but can't every day? Good news. You can subscribe to the Mark Kay Show podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Listen when you want, on the device you want. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Mark Kay brings us some joy and laughter in the morning on WOKV.
That's great. I bring a lot of misery and depression in the evening. So that's why they put me on. That's why they put me on. That way people always go, man, you're so funny in the morning. I go, yeah, and I'm just miserable come like 6 p.m. That's all right. That's why I'm far away from a microphone. What's up? This is the Mark Kay Show. Thank you so much for joining me. Big announcement we just made. We're doubling our efforts here. We're going to be doing, we're going to be making fun of people for 2 hours a day instead of just one, which is awesome. And that starts January the 2nd. So new year, brand new, bigger show. You'll still hear Brian Kilmeade for an hour before us and 2 hours in the evening. And it's still the same number, 855-765-1045, but a lot more local talk, a lot more stuff going on here in Jacksonville, a lot more of your phone calls, a lot more games, and a lot more Mark Kay, which hopefully hopefully is a good thing.
So we want more Mark K, more laughter, more joy. He makes us happy in the morning.
Look at that. See, I do. You know what? That makes me smile inside. That's all I want, is to bring people happy. I don't care if the information that I provide is wrong or outdated or just plain, you know, untruthful. I don't care if I don't bring you, you know, if facts and figures aren't my thing. You know, weather, we've got weather experts for that. I just want to make you happy. 855-765-1045. We're going to make some people happy with some free poker tickets. First, though, Rick has a question about, is this about a table? Rick, are you there? You had a question about the poker tournament.
I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up, Rick? You have a question. I have an answer, hopefully.
Yeah, I was just wondering how much it was to sponsor a table.
Oh, do you want to sponsor a table? Do you have a business?
I do. I may want to sponsor it.
You may. All right, perfect. Here's the deal. Individual tickets are $200. There are 8 seats at the table. So typically, if you just bought 8 seats, it would be $1,600. However, if you sponsor an entire table, we give you one seat for free. So a table is $1,400, which includes dinner, open bar, and 8 seats at the table. Now, we will also put your company logo on the table, and we will give you free plugs on News 104.5 WOKV and our Facebook page as well. So it's quite a bargain.
Sounds like a good deal.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. And also, it's all tax deductible, too. Dreams Come True will send you a letter. You can send it off to your tax specialist, and they will make sure that you get the appropriate credit with the IRS. What's your business, may I know?
Amelia Drafting and Design up here in Fernandina.
Oh, wow. Do you have like 7 employees or 7 friends that you want to bring out and party with us on Thursday?
I have at least 7 poker buddies who better go play.
Oh, dude, awesome. All right, listen, I'm going to put you on hold 1 second, and we're going to make sure you get the information. It's kayskids.com, by the way, kayskids.com, KAYESKIDS.com. Just go there. You can buy the ticket and for the table, and then email me. I'll get that logo from you, and we will hook you up. And we would love to have you, Rick, all you and all your Amelia Island poker buddies. Anthony is in Mandarin. Anthony, how are you? Anthony, you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Anthony, do you play poker?
Yes, I play poker, Mark, and here's the story. I'm an unemployed dad. I have 3 teenage kids, and I want to play. And here's the deal. Like our president, be out of the deal. I will actually give the winnings. I will give $975 back to the charity. I'll keep $25 for my Uber ride home, and next year I will buy a ticket.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Anthony, if you promise that if you win, you give the money. I'll tell you what. You give the money back to the charity if you win, and I will pay for your Uber home.
How about you give me a ride home? That would be great.
Hey,
but I'll take the Uber ride.
I'm probably Ubering home too myself, so it's an open bar, dude. All right, hang on 1 second. I like that. I like Anthony. He's very honest, and he sounds like he's going to have a lot of fun. Anthony, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you some information. Get Anthony's name and phone number so we can hook him up. This is Chris in Fernandina. How are you, Chris?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, man. What do you think? You want to come play poker with us on Thursday?
I would love to be there and represent you guys. I've been playing poker for years. I'm off work on Thursday. I go to Best Bet every once in a while.
All right. So you know where it is.
I would love to be there. Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, we want you there. I'm going to get you a ticket, too. Hang tight, Chris. That's great. All right. So we've got Chris. We've got Anthony. I think we just sold a table. This is fantastic. If you want a table, too, by the way, the same rules apply. You get the 8 tickets. You get the open bar. You get the food. You get a chance to win $1,000. We'll put your logo on the table, and we will shout you out on the radio. Go to kayskids.com, KAYESKIDS.com. This is the Mark Kay Show. See you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.